what's the mood of the team?
Good. I think sun came up this morning. We're playing for game 7 in 2 days, so everyone's excited. We know what we got to do, have to tweak a couple things, but I think today's more just a recovery day, and then tomorrow we get back at it.
Where does this game rank as far as the most important ones you've played in your life?
Well, for me, every game is the most important until the next one. So that's kind of the mindset I've always had. I don't ever, I try not to take any games off, no matter if it's whatever, regular season, preseason, or playoffs. But it's just another one. I think guys will enjoy it. Anytime you're tied in a series and then you feel like it's a must win, I think you just go out there and play your game. And, there's going to be butterflies. There's going to be nerves before the game. But, if you don't have that in Yenya, I think you're losing love for the game.
Could there be any advantage to going on the road and getting kind of away from the party and the expectations being right in your face here at the arena?
Yeah, we could look at it that way. But, I think we know what we got to do. I think it almost... we simplify it more when we go on the road, knowing it's just, 23 guys or 20 plus guys, against everyone else. And we know what we got to do, and we got to stick together no matter how the game plays out early in the game or later in the game. So I think we've done a good job like that. We've done a good job responding after losses, and, that's the game plan moving forward.
Power play struggled last game. Does something have to happen other than moving the puck quicker, or do you have subtle changes with how they've attacked you guys?
I just got a score, and then all of a sudden we don't talk about that. So, you score one goal, all of a sudden you score in the first power play, you're feeling good, and it's a different game. But, that's how she goes sometimes. It's not everything's going to go your way. And I think when we have 3 power plays in the first period, sometimes that mindset is just going to be easy and they're just going to give it to us. But I feel like they played with more desperation than we did, and it showed.
Do you say anything to a guy like Nick Ehlers, who's struggled a little bit as a veteran guy? Do you say anything to him, heading into a game 7 like this?
Yeah, sometimes with him, it's just less is more. I think he struggled maybe scoring-wise, but, there's times where he's playing well and it's just not going in for him, and then that's the way it goes sometimes. And it's all about one game. It's all about the next game. And, what happened the previous 10 or 11 playoff games, I think doesn't really matter, whether it's him, whether it's a top guy, whether it's a bottom guy that scores a goal. I think it's a team game here, and we all want to do everything we can to help the team win.
Do you remember your first game 7?
I was I think it was four years ago. They were my last year in Colorado against Minnesota, and it was just a kind of a back and forth game. I lost in overtime, but it was it sucked losing, but it was fun. It was fun to be part of, and they don't happen too often. You just got to embrace it.
This group this season's been so good at winning after not allowing things to fester. Is that a bonus for your club just mentally at this point of the year?
It just shows kind of the mental strength of the team. I think we prepare well. I think the coaching staff does a good job of kind of fixing things we have to fix in a loss and kind of throwing everything away and starting fresh. And no one likes losing. No one likes to be around guys when losing. It's just the attitude's different. But I think a good job of not getting too high or too low after games and kind of always focus on the next one.
From a player's standpoint, is it nice to have 2 days between games?
It's nice not playing an 8:30 game on Thursday because those are long days, but back at playing 7 o'clock and it's nice to get a little recovery, but I think once Thursday hits, Thursday morning rolls around, you'll want to skate and you want the puck to drop and just get it going.
Regardless of the score or the outcome, it just seems that each game is sort of a fresh slate.
Yeah, that's playoffs. So I think, someone said earlier this year on our team, is just no momentum no matter what. So, it's kind of that, would you rather lose in overtime? Would you rather lose 10-0? It doesn't matter. Loss is a loss, and you start fresh the next day, and vice versa if you win. That's the beauty of playoff hockey, and that's what makes it so tough physically and mentally. It's just when you win, everyone thinks it comes easy. When you lose, everyone thinks it's the end of the world and you can't win a game. But when you're playing, the best team in the Western Conference, 2 top teams kind of in the division playing each other, I think most people probably would have wanted this. Most people probably would have predicted that would have gone 6 or 7 games, and it's going to go back and forth, and that's the way it is.
Because from the perspective, you can look at what Nashville Nashville did after a tough loss on home ice and what they did last night, and obviously that's what you're going to try and emulate on Thursday.
You know, we respond, you know, I don't think we look at what they do. I think the most important thing is for us to play our game. I think it's about trying to dictate the way we want to play. And if we're going to make mistakes, that's fine, as long as we're playing our style. I think if we're making mistakes by being too cautious or not playing the way we want to play, I think that's when we get in trouble a little bit.
A little bit on Connor Hellebuck. You're new to the team, knew him as an opponent. What do you see from him that you think will likely shine through in a game seven setting for a young
player? Yeah, I think he's just calm. I think... Young goalie. He's not that young, but he is young and new to this experience. But since I've gotten here, I think everyone said how good he's been this year, and I see it right away. It's just, doesn't get too high, too low. You know, sometimes if there's a bad goal that goes in, you know, he's gonna bounce back and make a couple stops after that. But I think we have all the confidence in the world with him, and if he's gonna see that puck, he's gonna stop it, and it's our job to get that second, third chance opportunities out of there. You know, if we're gonna, you know, so for us, it's we have all the faith in the world there. So if we do give up an odd man rush, if we do give up, you know, a grade A scoring chance, you know, we don't want to rely on him, but we know he'll be there to backstop us.
Well, you were saying the other day to us that you don't say a lot in the room. So many young guys who've never been through this kind of thing before. Might you change that and say something?
Four game seven.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't tell you. So, no, I don't know. I think it's whatever. A lot of guys didn't go through playoff games, you know. Then a lot of guys didn't get to a second round. A lot of guys didn't, have a must win or chance to close out a series. So I think every game is a learning experience. And like I said, for players, you know, we've been doing this our whole lives. So I think the minute you step on the ice, you're in your comfort zone. You play your game. I think the hardest part about these things are kind of in between or the day of, just you're thinking about it too much, and I think sometimes you just want to go out there and play. And you ask a lot of guys, that's why afternoon games are the best. You just go out there, get your routine, and the game starts right away. So once the puck drops, I think we'll be ready to go, the mental side of it. But like I said, I think the biggest thing is just to enjoy it. I think early in my career, when I was in different opportunities like this where there's a big game, I think sometimes you make it bigger than it is. You try to do too much. And I think if we stay consistent, if you play to your capabilities and not overdo it, you'll be satisfied with what you do out there, and more likely or not, or hopefully the results come. But you got to enjoy it and have no regrets.